We're in Simin Kuf Nun Gimel. We're still in Siv Zayin, which is a long Sif, and we began it yesterday, and we'll be concluding it, I guess, tomorrow. For today, let's begin with a chazara of the previous rules, and then we'll be able to understand today's halacha in its proper perspective. The halacha is that a shul, if it's to be sold with the consent of the townspeople, it can only be sold for something that is a greater kedusha, a base knesses to a base medrash, a base knesses to buy an aron kodesh, base knesses to buy a sefer Torah or the cover of a sefer Torah. It can only go up. If, however, it was sold by the Zion Tove Yair, b'maimed anshi Yair, which means the seven trustees of the community, and they did it publicly so that everybody knew about it, the halacha is they can sell it for anything they wanted to. It's as if that was initially stipulated. This is all in a beis knesses shel kfarim, in a small town, because it's understood that the money that was raised, even if it was raised from a different place, it was raised al das, the people in this town, they can therefore make the decision. Whereas, if you're talking about a beis knesses shel krochim, a big public shul, so there, we're going to hold that since there are lots of people from other cities that regularly come here, the locals do not have the full right to make decisions, but the decision really belongs to Klal Yisrael. So let's see what the Mechaber says. Avol shel krochim, where is a shul of a large city, shebaim shamim makomas acherim, where people come from other places as well, afilu banu also mishalahem, even if all the money is from this city, they didn't raise any money from a different city. They are not ala'eno nimkar, you could not sell, elim came tolu also bedas hayochid, unless they explicitly, when they built the shul initially, they said it's up to this individual. Shaz yasabo hayochid mashi yirtza. That's referring to a privately owned shul. They initially declared it's this person's own property, he can do whatever he wants with it, so then he can sell it too. Bahaskamas atzibur, provided that everybody else agrees with it. Vuadin lechol divrei kedusha sheniskeru kan. The kul agriir basabes knesses. The halacha is that everything else in the shul has the halacha of the base knesses. It's all secondary to the base knesses itself. So the Mishtabura mentions, for example, all of the things that we learned before, the Aron Kodesh, the Bima, the cover of the Sefer Torah, and the Svarim. That wherever those are allowed to be sold, these are allowed to be sold as well. The Mishnah Berurah adds that the same thing applies to other things that are attached to the shul that are part of the complex of the shul. For example, if you're talking about the courtyard of the shul, or if you're talking about a mikveh that the shul owns, all of these would have the very same halachas. So that you couldn't, for example, go ahead and close down the courtyard of the shul and say, well, here we've got to put up some guests that are homeless. We want to use it for tzedakah. This is the chatzar, the beis haknesses. And it's used for whatever that is. Now, the halachi is, though, that we saw the Zion Tove Yair will have the right in a beis knesses shel kfarim, will have the right to sell it for whatever they wanted to. So the halacha here would not only be the shul, but even they can even sell all the different elements within the shul. They can still sell them for something. Now, the items they sell, though, cannot be changed. They have kedushas aguf. For example, the same way we understand that if they sell a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah remains in its kedusha, so too if they sell an Aron Kodesh, although they can use the money for something less Kodesh than an Aron Kodesh, wherever the Aron Kodesh ends up, it's going to have to be used for an Aron Kodesh. You could not be morid the actual Kedusha from its Kedusha itself. Now, so what did we say? That all of these things have the halacha that they are considered secondary to the shul itself. And what is the halacha of the shul itself? If it was built, al das, that a yochid can do what he wants with it, fine. But otherwise, the halacha is that even if the Zion Tove Yair of that krach make a decision, they cannot sell it, because the Zion Tove Yair only represent the townspeople. since the shul is public, it belongs to Klal Yisrael, not just the townspeople. They therefore don't have the right to make the decision on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, only on the behalf of the inhabitants of that particular town. So, in a shul that it belongs to Krochim, when they build the shul initially, they have to make sure that they're appointing an individual as the one that can make the decision on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Now, in a case where they did such a thing, they said that we are letting this one person make the decision. The halacha is when he makes the decision, then that's fine. It has the same halacha as the Shiva Tova, the Zion Tova Ya'ir in a shul of kfarim. What about a place that started off as a kfar and then became a krach? Since at the time it was a kfar, it was clear that the decisions were to be made by the Zion Tova Ya'ir, the fact that it becomes a krach later is not going to make it worse. The halacha is the initial stipulation of the Zion Tova Ya'ir, that would be good enough. The original stipulation of that there be one person that makes a decision also would be good enough. In fact, there's a very interesting thing, and that'll be a difference between a place that started off as a kfar and a place that starts off as a krach. Is if a place starts off as a krach, a big public place, and they're building the shul for money that was raised from all over the place, and they stipulate that an individual can make such a decision. He cannot make the decision, because since they raised money from other places, it is not for them to decide who has the last word. Not so when it started off as a kfar, and they stipulated that one person could make a decision, there, even though the money was raised from elsewhere, that person does have the last word, and therefore he can sell off whatever he wants to.